Hi, this is Greg Shea.
And this is Robert Gunther.
And we're co-authors of Your Job Survival Guide, A Manual for Thriving in Change. And this is our fourth of four podcasts. The first one was about overall metaphor. Second one about the overview of the book. The third was about pacing. And this is about personal flotation devices, or you're responsible for your own security and safety. And just a word before Rob takes a story that we present in the book. And that is that in times such as we're in now, where people are talking about either a flat or a recession, flat economy or a recession, we can hope that somehow things will get better. But in fact, what we know in terms of the pressures of change and the likelihood of being exposed to having to find a new job is not something that's dependent as much today on the state of the economy. We present in the book that in 1998, 1999, 2000, the economy's running red hot, and we've got in one particular survey, between 35 and 50% of the organizations are laying people off. Well, that's a red hot economy, and people are getting laid off. In fact, in many organizations at that time, people were both getting laid off while people were getting hired. So the pressure to manage your own security, to take responsibility for your own security, doesn't just exist in whether there's a recession, but it exists in good times as well as in bad economic times. And Rob's going to share a particular story that we present in the book.
Thanks, Greg. So in this environment, you're responsible for your own security. It doesn't come from the organization. And when you really realize that, then you have a different way of approaching your career. And one of the stories we tell in the book is about Kathleen Flynn, who wrote a memoir called The Sharper Your Knife, The Less You Cry. And she described she was 36 years old. She had a secure job at Microsoft, and what company could be more secure in this environment? Suddenly she found herself laid off in London at 36, and they put all her belongings in a box, and she's out on the street. Now, this is clearly like being tossed over the side of an ocean liner or, you know, the Titanic. And then what do you do next? Well, she had a long interest in cooking. And that had been something that had been a passion for her that she had pursued a little bit along the way but hadn't fully immersed herself in. And so because she had this diverse skill set, she said, here's an opportunity for me to recreate myself. And so she went, following, you know, a long dream. She enrolled in Le Cordon Bleu restaurant school in Paris. And she not only went through and became a chef, but she also wrote a very compelling memoir about her experiences. And so this illustrates how if you have your own network of people, your own set of diverse skills, you can actually, when you're thrown over the side, and you're going to be in the water somewhere along the way here, the vessel, you know, of your life work is going to capsize along the way, then you really have an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And you really need to have sort of the resources to reinvent yourself along the way. And this is similar to, in a whitewater environment, to having a personal flotation device, a PFD or a life jacket. You don't get on the river without it. Now, you hope that the people you're traveling with will rescue you, and most of the time they will if you get into serious trouble. But you're the first line of defense. You have to be able to roll your kayak, and you have to have a helmet on your head, and you have to have a PFD so that you can protect yourself. And in the work environment, your networks and your portfolios of skills are like the PFD is on the Whitewater River. And Greg's going to elaborate just a little bit about some of these strategies for ensuring your own personal security.
So we spend in the book in several different places. We spend time talking about the importance, as Rob just referenced, to both professional and personal networks. It's one of whether one wants to call it an irony or a paradox that in this world teams rapidly form and rapidly are thrown apart, and that there isn't time for people often to go hunting and do the full vetting of who everyone is. They turn to somebody and say, do you know anybody who can do blank? Or can somebody help us with blank? And that contact, that personal recommendation is what you need, they need, in order to get the the member that you need for that particular part of the work that's in front of you. So this professional networking and certainly personal networking, we run tremendous risks if we don't pay attention to our emotional and psychological well-being in such times. And that means paying attention to your personal network, the people who are not simply professional, but who help you to grow and cope as a human being. We also talk in the book about, in particular, that you don't have a job anymore. None of us have jobs anymore. What we really have are portfolio of projects. When you go out into the job market, people want to know, have you done this? Have you ever been there? Have you handled this kind of a problem? And often they focus on project management. Can you bring teams together? Can you manage at distances? Can you take teams back down? Can you handle the temporary team? Do you know anything about project software? Do you know anything about decision-making and the way that you help groups through decision-making? Can you do debriefing? Do you know how to do that so teams can learn and improve their performance? What type of a network do you bring into a team if we bring you onto the team? So if you get in trouble, you can make that call and rally up resources. So those are examples of strategies for dealing with your own personal flotation devices. One, your network, both professional and personal, as well as focusing on the portfolio skills you have, in particular the portfolio skills that you have that are germane to either serving on or leading projects and temporary teams.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, and good luck with your own journeys down this turbulent whitewater river and navigating an environment of permanent whitewater and constant change. And we hope that some of these insights from the podcast and the book will help you in your own journey.
Again, the book is Your Job Survival Guide, A Manual for Thriving in Change, available through online retailers and published by Financial Times Press. And the title is the book, which is it's about survival, but not just survival. It's about thriving in change, which is the dominant reality that we all face. And hopefully the book and the podcast make a contribution to not just your survival, but your thriving in this world and the world that's going to be with us for as long as you and I are in the workplace. Take care.